Okay, guys.
What's your impressions of tonight?
It's a little out of sync, you know. It just didn't feel like we ever got into a rhythm. And we had opportunities. We dropped balls. We didn't protect, you know, effectively. And not, when I say that, I don't just mean the offensive line. I don't think, I thought we took a big step in our running back protection a week ago, and I think that we slipped backward on that. And then you know, we because of those things, and in addition to those things, the quarterback play was not, you know, what you want it to be. But I think, you know, I don't think it's a single thing. I think it's we need to. The good thing is we have 2 weeks for the Jets game, because we're going to need every day of it.
Talk about the play of the defense. You got stood tall in the red zone. You got some turnovers.
Well, playing good red zone defense, you know, it's hard to win games by threes. So by making them kick field goals, making them attempt field goals was the way the thing had to go tonight. You know, the thing that was a little bit of a weird deal, right, because I think they were 2 for 7 in third downs at the half, yet they had a 17-play drive. That's almost impossible, you know. So we just made some mistakes in pass defense. We were right there, and we just didn't make a play, you know. But overall, I felt it was improved. You know, we're starting to come along up front. There's multiple guys that are starting to show. Now, it's not consistently, but they're starting to show glimpses of what they can be. And we just got to accelerate that. You know, the season's coming.
He was sacked 5 times, and he had some drop balls, clearly. Overall, Josh, did he look out of sync to you, too?
I think the whole operation looked out of sync, so I think he's part of the operation. You know what I mean? I don't think it's fair to say one guy was out and the other guy was in. We dropped balls, right? And what happens when you do that is those are the plays in the National Football League you have to make, because that's what you're expected to make. So when you don't make them, now you're behind the chains, and now you're doing things that are not characteristic of an NFL football team. And we got to get it fixed, and we will.
Just from the 3 preseason games that Josh has played in, they're not going to look great statistically or otherwise, but do you think everyone's still, including yourself, real confident in what you'll do when the regular season comes, assuming he's not going to play next week?
I'm confident. We need to get to work, though. You know, confidence and doing are 2 different things. We need to do it. We got to catch the ball. We got to protect better. You know, all those things. We got to be able to stand up. When we know they're coming, we have enough people, we need to be able to block people. You know, so we got to do that. And so it's not real complicated stuff. It's doing it.
Keith Spence, most like what you're seeing out of him.
He's getting better every day. You know, we said that last week, I think, in practice. He's starting to understand how hard it is to play in this league, and he's playing in it. I thought there were some bright spots with the defensive front. Some guys got after the quarterback. We hit the quarterback a lot tonight. That was good.
Could you talk about Trevor Scott? He's 5 days ago. He's, you know, 3 sacks. Just what he's been able to do in a short amount of time.
Yeah. It's a good beginning for him. You know, we signed him for that reason. We believe that's what he could be. I want to watch the tape about some other stuff. But I like his demeanor, and I like the way he carries himself. So hopefully that'll continue.
Special teams helped you out a little bit
tonight. I thought, with the exception of that one return, I thought special teams played outstanding. The punter, Mike Keenan, is in midseason form, kicking off and punting. The coverage teams were good. We had some, you know, we had an odd penalty on the one gunner call, which is a great lesson. There's a lot of good teaching moments from tonight that I can't wait to get back tomorrow and get with the guys on. This is a football team that will learn. You know, they're open to learning, so we just got to keep teaching.
Did you learn anything about Mike James tonight?
Well, I thought all 3 backs ran falling forward. I don't think running the ball is going to be an issue with those guys if we ask them to run it. You know, the protection element is something that, you know, that's what makes it tough in the National Football League. You know, in college you can get away with, you know, you cut a guy of that magnitude in the hole, he'll jump right over you and sack the quarterback. You take him up top, he'll run right over you. You gotta do some things that help you survive there. We're not talking about blocking him for, you know, an eternity. We're talking about blocking him for a few seconds. We got to get better at it.
You do have 2 weeks, but did you just want to see first team offense in general gather a little steam?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, as I said, we were out of sync. I would have preferred that we were in sync. But we weren't. You know, I can't. If I knew, I'd fix it immediately. But I'll watch the tape. I'll get with Sully and the staff, and we're just going to work at it and get the, you know, there's not from a lack of trying. These guys are busting their hump. So we got to, as coaches, we got to get them. We got to help them.
It was a big night for Davin Joseph to be able to play. Talk about that and the decision not to play. Their decision.
That was our decision. That was my decision. Good to get Davin out there. Limited time. Just get back on the horse. He's going to help us, you know. Doug, we just needed to see those other three backs, and I didn't need to see Doug. Doug's fine, you know. Who was the other guy? Revis. Is he important? Yeah.
Who was the other guy?
It's a good one.
He and I talked. We made a decision. I wanted him on the sideline, though. Usually we don't have those guys down there. I wanted him to see how the game day operation flows because he hadn't been with us, you know, the first two games, and I wanted him to witness all that, and he did. And really that was the most important thing, that he got to see that. He's right on schedule. Today was a rest day. And, you know, we'll get right back at it tomorrow with his regimen, and everything's looking good so far. Okay, guys. Safe trip back.
Thanks.